Travels of Jimmy Allen.
Events are rapidly approaching a climax for the brave band of white people on the private island near the mouth of the Canton River. Jimmy Allen and Spaniard Cheapside were cut off while trying to cover the retreat of Steve Robertson and the rest of the party. The two disappear. No one knows where. Shortly thereafter, Jock Loon unleashes a terrific assault. The battle rages the rest of the night, and the brave defenders drive their attackers back time and time again. It is now shortly after dawn, and a brief respite has taken place. Steve, Flash, and Duroc are gathered behind the front door, talking over the situation.
Well, it looks as though they've called the battle off for the time being.
Thank heavens. I don't know how we managed to last this long.
I praise the newborn gear for saving us. The fight isn't over yet, Duroc. Doc Loon is only giving his men a brief rest before he attacks next time.
Well, I'd much rather be attacked during daylight.
Yeah, that's a big advantage for us. At least we can see where we're sitting.
How do we stand for ammunition?
Now, let's check up again. How many rounds have we got left of machine guns?
Oh, we're in bad shape there, Steve. I couldn't see very well when it was dark and wasted a lot of shots.
Yeah, I know, Flash. That wasn't your fault. You did better than most would have done under the circumstances. Well, give us the bad news. How many rounds do you have left?
About 200. I see, Steve. I'm worried sick about Jimmy and Spanner.
Yeah, I am too, Flash. I've tried hard not to think about them all night.
Do you suppose there's a chance they're alive?
Oh, let's not talk about it. The only thing we can do is to pray.
I smell something cooking, and I can sure use some good food. This going without sleep makes you hungry.
I'm going back for a second and see how the rest of them are.
Oh, okay, Steve. Duroc and I'll stay on guard.
And if you see any sign of another attack, call me at once.
We shall do that, Steve.
Oh, well, hello there, Simon White. How are you getting along?
Well, I'm all right. You said I'd get home. But very tired.
Well, I guess we all are, Simon. Your children asleep?
Yes, they sleep. See them there.
Is our Tom asleep?
No, Mr. Robertson. I'm tired, but cannot sleep.
Oh, you're just excited, our Tom. See if you can't go to sleep. You did a great job last night. We may need you again.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robertson. I will try to sleep.
What do you think Jacques Loon will try to do next, Simon?
Jacques Loon, no, give up. You mean to kill all?
You think that he'll attack us during the day, or will he wait for the night?
I think perhaps he waits for night. He has better chance in dark.
Yes, I think so, too. Tell me, Simon, what do you think has happened to Jimmy and Spanner?
I do not have hope for them, Mr. Robertson.
Yeah, Jimmy boy and Spanner. Well, I'm going back to see the Johnson for a minute. Why don't you lie down and go to sleep? We'll call you if anything happens.
All right, Mr. Robertson. I do that.
Oh, Mr. Johnson.
He's out here in the kitchen, Mr. Robertson.
Oh, all right. I'll come out there. Are you feeling this morning, Sally?
Oh, I'm feeling fine. Mother and I are cooking some rice and fish. We'll have something to eat for everyone in a few minutes.
Well, that'll be fine, Sally. You're a brave girl.
Oh, I don't think I'm so brave, Mr. Robertson. I'm just sort of used to excitement out here.
Good morning, Mr. Robertson.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Johnson. I want to tell you how grateful we all are for what you and Sally did last night. You have a wonderful wife and daughter, Mr. Johnson.
Yes. Well do I know that. The life of a missionary out here, you can buy any means easy. And they've stuck to me through thick and thin.
Well, we'll have something to eat in a few minutes.
Hey, it smells appetizing.
What do you think is going to happen next, Mr. Robertson?
I wish I knew, Sally.
Tell us frankly. What do you think is going to happen to us? We're brave, but we'd really like to know the truth.
Well, after last night, no one could possibly doubt their courage.
Please give us your frank opinion, Mr. Robertson. Do you think we have any chance of getting away?
Frankly, I don't. But I firmly believe we'll be rescued.
Oh!
Do you really believe so?
I honestly do. I don't think we'll be attacked again during the day. After dark, of course, it's a different story.
Yes, I can see that.
Do you think we can last another bite?
That I can't say. I do think we'll be rescued before nightfall.
But how, Mr. Robertson?
Oh, there are scores and scores of airplanes searching for us, to say nothing of American, British, and French naval ships. In fact, I heard an airplane just after daybreak.
Yes, I heard it, too.
It didn't come close, but I can't believe the day will end before a plane or a ship investigates this place.
Well, I pray God you may be right.
We are out here doing His work. He will protect us.
Cookie, what's that? Isn't that an airplane motor?
By George, you're right. Excuse me. I've got to see what's going on.
Go right ahead.
I'll have some food ready in a minute.
What is it, Flash?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Sounded like an airplane motor to me.
Hey, it sure is. But I look through the oil. I cannot see airplane in sky.
Yeah, there it is again. Where in the world is it coming from?
Well, come here. Although it was coming from the harbor.
Come on, let's open these doors. I don't see any of Jacques Lune's men around. We'll be able to get a better look.
All right. Here it goes.
I look inside, but I cannot see our plane.
No, I can't see one either.
You hear that? There is an airplane around.
Great Scott! Look down there in the harbor.
The amphibian. It's catching us.
I cannot understand.
It's Spanner and Jimmy. But how in the world did they ever get into that plane?
Look. Look. See all those men running.
Oh, they're Jacques Lune's men. They're trying to prevent Jimmy from taking off.
And take off. There's not enough room.
No, we'll have to taxi out to the harbor entrance and take off outside.
He must pass all these young.
Oh, I'm afraid he can't make it.
Upper than happy. Look, Jimmy's trying to take off from the harbor.
Oh, he will hit the eel across the bay.
No, Jimmy boy, you can't make it. You can't make it.
Don't try it, Jim. You'll be killed.
Oh, the kid can't get off. They're firing at him from the shore. From those junks. Oh, he's sure to be hit.
Look, he's got it up on the steps.
Flash, he's got one chance in a million.
It is possible Jimmy can make it if he does not try to climb too fast.
That's absolutely his only chance. If he ever gets off that water, he's got to keep his nose down and get a lot of flying speed. Then just before he hits that slope, he'll have to bank steeply and come around. And if he's got enough flying speed, he can make it.
Will you look at that? He's off the water.
And he keeps the nose down.
That's the stuff, Jimmy. Thank heavens you haven't got a heavy load.
What's he got there?
It's Jimmy Allen, fine boy. He's got our amphibian. He's trying to take off.
Is it really Jimmy Allen, Mr. Robertson?
Yes, Sally. He can't see anyone else.
He's jumping the tuna fish. He's going to hit that. Oh,
pull up, Jim boy. Pull up before it's too late.
Oh, I am afraid he's trying. Look at him.
That's the stuff, Jim.
He's wonderful. Marvelous.
Look at that. He's faced that plane.
He's coming around. He's made it.
What can we do now, Mr. Robertson? Try straight to Hong Kong for help.
Well, all he's got to do is stay overhead and radio for help. Within 2 hours, there'll be 20 naval ships around here.
He hasn't got very much gas, Flash. He can't stay up very long.
Look, 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 he's flying over us.
Tougher than catfish. What's he going to do now?
Here he comes. He's going to dive right down over us.
Hey, look, he's leaning out of the cockpit and pointing over there. What is he trying to say?
I get it. Oh, great heavens, Jim, you can't do it.
What's he going to do?
He's
going to
land on that slope next to the house, see?
Oh,
there's only one way he can. Let the land and keep the motors on. Prevent the ship from fighting back.
Attention! Jacques Lune and his men, they're coming!
Oh, great stuff. The kid made up his mind to do it. We can't let him down.
What are we going to do?
Now, listen, everybody here?
Yeah,
all right. Now, here's what we'll do. The spot Jim's making for is that ridge, just back of the house. Not more than 100 yards away. Mrs. Johnson and Sally will go first. Mr. Johnson, you help Chris Landon. Then we'll come Sally Boy and the children. Flash, Clark, and I will bring up the rear. Get that machine gun, Flash.
Okay. Hurry, Jacques Lune and his men are coming up the hill.
My boy, Tommy, here comes. I see behind you, Brett.
All right, my boy. Come on, everybody. Grab your gun and let's go.
Oh,
I've got the machine gun, Pete. We better go out the back door.
Yeah, that's what's up. Come on now. You got Landers, Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
All right, in the order I named, start moving. Come on now.
Look,
Jimmy, he's
almost on the ground.
If he doesn't make his landing, we are lost.
Come on, Jimmy. Fly that crate as you never have before.
Look out. Stop moving his men. They're game on us.
Turn for a second, Pike. First time machine gun.
Okay. Here, Jack Long and the rest of you pirates. Take that.
All right. Get him up, Pike. Come on.
Thank you, look out here. Jimmy's on the ground.
That's the stuff, Jim. Hold that ship with those motors. We're coming, Jim. All right, come on now. Climb in, everybody.
All right,
in
you go. Look out behind you.
Give him one last burst, Flash.
Okay. All right, you heathens. Get a load of this.
I'll hold for a second. In you go, Flash.
Here, I'll close the cabin door.
Okay, Jimmy, let her rip.
This is going to be a tough takeoff. Jim's got to turn this straight around first.
I'll say it is. Quick, Flash, open one of those windows. Have your machine gun ready. You may have to use it. I'm going up front with this.
Look, Pete. I've made it. We're in the air.
Great work, Jim. This is one of the finest pieces of flying you ever did.
There's the last of that pirate village, Pete. We're on our way to Hong Kong.
Thank heavens, Jim. But how did you ever do it?
We were cut off from the rest of you when Jack Lung's men broke in the door with a battering ram. We ran out the back way and stood around and that shut. There was a guard there, but he finally left after daybreak. Then we watched our chance, started the motors, and you know the rest.
No, I can't believe it. I can't realize it yet, Jim. Oh, I was so afraid that you and Spanner were gone.
I was afraid too, Speed. But we came through all right.
Ah, kid, we've got a lot to be thankful for. I didn't want to tell the others, but things looked mighty black this morning. We'll fly to Hong Kong, discharge our extra passengers, and then the rest of us will head for Shanghai. No one's going to keep us out of that air race now, Jimmy. I can tell you that.
Jimmy saves a desperate situation with a beautiful piece of flying. But what will happen when the boys reach Shanghai? Don't miss the thrilling air race in Jimmy Allen's coming air adventures.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.